Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? I hope you're all doing great. Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, before I start, I want to say a massive thank you to each and every one of you who sends me messages on Instagram and just says how much the podcast has made a difference to your coaching or your thought process with your clients. I really, really do appreciate it. And it's the very reason why I started the Mastery Podcast in the first place. So I just want to say thank you. Now, today's episode is episode number 27. And the title of today's podcast is going to be called The Truth Hurts. And this is a kind of, this has come about from the work that I do, mentoring so many trainers all over the world, and also the trainers that we see throughout the year at our mentorships and our physique camps and seminars. And honestly, the truth hurts is all about the customer, your client, the person that has paid you money to coach them. You see, I flip this on its head and I go, how often have you guys been told some honesty? You've had a peer, a mentor, say to you, listen, get your shit together. This is exactly what you're doing. You probably can't see it. However, I can. And it takes my experience to be able to see what you're doing. And what you're doing in terms of the lack of progress that you're making or the direction that you're going in that's not conducive to your results. Now, I hope at some point in your career, or maybe this year you're going to be taking advantage of it, that you're going to hear from one of your peers, a mentor, somebody in a slightly higher position to you, or more experienced than you. And hopefully you're going to ask them, what do you think I should be doing? Why am I progressing at the rate that I am and I want to be doing better? You see, when we come to working with clients, you don't do that. And the number one reason we don't ask our clients to kind of stop and allow you to delve into where they're at, honestly. And the reason being is that most of you are frightened that your clients are going to disappear. So you do the nice stuff. Now, I'll be honest, when I'm mentoring people, I would rather lose a trainer, a business entrepreneur, by telling them the home truths and being genuinely honest as to why their business isn't progressing, than I would sugarcoating everything, being nice, just to keep somebody with me. Because I have been told many times along the way, you need to be doing this, you're not doing that, you're wasting time doing this. It's not nice to hear, but it's essential. And I'm sure many of you have had the truth told to you many a time. And if you're listening to the podcast and you've made progress in your career, it's because you've adapted. Now, why am I using you as an example? Why am I using coaches as an example? Because I want you to understand that it's played a big part in your career to date, being challenged. And so when you coach clients on a day-to-day basis, sugarcoating their journey, making every training session enjoyable, making nutrition easy, not going where you need to go to get the very best results. You see, your customers, your clients, they leave clues every single day to you. They come in the gym, they moan about their results or lack of results that they're getting, but then they're also telling you the very reason why they're not getting results. They'll tell you they've not prepared their food in a roundabout way. They'll tell you they've been out for the weekend in a roundabout way. They'll also tell you that their life is very stressful. They may have children. They may be going through a struggle relationship. They may be going through personal issues. They'll tell you why they're not being able to be on track. And as professionals, it's our job to listen. Not to sweep that to one side, not to leave that, but to actually start pulling it together as, to be honest with you, evidence. You see, there's a word I use when I teach any personal trainer, personal development, and that's awareness. I'll be honest with you, there are a lot of things that you guys are doing on a day-to-day basis that's not helping you progress, that's not helping you get results because you're not aware of it. And that's okay. If you're not aware, a lot of you should be going out there and asking your peers, asking people to be honest, to be truthful, what am I doing wrong? Now, on the flip side, your clients, they're coming in, they want results, but they're not saying to you, please, what am I doing wrong that's stopping me lose body fat? What is there about my life, how I'm behaving, what I'm doing, that is not conducive to the actual result I'm telling you that I want? Now, there are guys at M10 who are very, very good at this. And to be honest, it's something I've done for years too. And when we have team meetings at M10, I listen to the guys and I see the guys when I'm at the gym and I listen. And they are very, very honest. I'm very honest with anybody that I work with. If I see a client behaving in a particular way or living their life in a particular way, and they're not aware that that is the problem, that could be a huge problem. Guys, sleep and stress will be one of the number one key areas why your clients don't get results. So where does stress come in from? Children, financial, relationships, business. And what happens a lot of the time is that your clients will move that to one side. They won't realize that 5, 10, 15 years of being exactly who they are right now has, it's their fault, they've created it, has got them to where they are right now. They have to take ownership and responsibility for the lifestyle and behaviors and patterns that they have built into their lives. So if you are frightened of losing a client because you're not prepared to tell them the truth, you'll have a client portfolio of people not getting results. You'll have a client portfolio of people moaning every single day that they're not progressing. And deep inside, you will know exactly the reason. So this podcast, The Truth Hurts. What do you do? What should you do? How do you turn this into a win for yourself? Well, I'll tell you. You pull your client to one side after a week or two of listening. And the only word I can describe it for most people is bullshit. Listening to the bullshit that they have been telling you, or the things they've been doing, the behaviors that they're presenting to you, and you need to stop them. Stop them in their tracks. Click it out of them. What are you doing? You're wasting your money. You're wasting your time. But that's okay. You are unaware. So I'm going to sit down just for a second, just explain some of the behaviors that you're presenting to me. You drink too much. You don't go to sleep on time. To be honest, you're not very nice to other people around you. You spend very little time with your children. Am I able to go there? Yes, I'm able to go there. You spend two or three times a week with me. I listen to your behaviors. I see what you do. as a fitness professional, I'll be honest with you guys, you see this stuff every day. You probably see these people for longer periods of time than most of their friends do. And you build up a picture of the behaviors that they're presenting that are not conducive to being in shape. And if they are not particularly nice people, and they're stressed, and they're attracting it to them, or towards them, then it's our job to slowly, bit by bit, just raise some awareness. And you don't have to say, oh, by the way, you know, you're an asshole, or you don't have to turn around and say, oh, by the way, X, Y, Z. What you can do is a little bit more subtle. You can start to teach them a little bit about the behaviors of people who do get in shape. As people that get in shape obviously place it as a priority, and if they're not going to get in shape and they're not going to place it as a priority, then you need to tell them. You think you want to get in shape. But I guarantee, until you change who you are, you change how you behave, you change how you're addressing this goal in your life, and you move it to a slightly higher priority, nothing's going to happen. You think you're coming in here to do good, but to change one thing, you've got to change many other things. And therefore, being honest, telling people the truth, telling people that they're not changing their habits, they're in self-destruct mode. What about clients that want to train for the very pure reason that there is a gap, a void in their life? They're filling time. They're just doing it for the sake of doing it. It's not fulfilling to them. It's not enjoyable to them. You know, there's a lot of people that are single that go to the gym because they've got nothing else to do. And if they hire a personal trainer, the likelihood is as soon as they get an opportunity for a social event, and that social event is leading to potentially meeting somebody else, they're going to sack the gym off. But if I don't make somebody aware that this is potentially going to happen, and make them aware there's a very good reason why they are at the gym, and it's not necessarily because they want to be in shape, they're not hiring a trainer to be in shape, it's because they've got nothing else to do. Now, how many trainers do you think would have actually addressed this to somebody? So guys, your clients leave clues every single day. They leave clues as to why a good chunk of their life is upside down. And it's your job, not as a psychologist, it's your job as a coach, as someone that they've hired, to empower and help them lead a better life. And I tell you, it goes way further than a nutritional plan. It goes way further than a training program. It goes way further than you pushing somebody in the gym. And if anybody ever tells you that personal trainers aren't in some way, shape or form supporting people in the development of their life, who they are, not just as their body, I believe they're wrong. People confide in us. People listen to us. People see us as inspirations. And if we as coaches generally do see that the reason somebody's not going to change is because they are doing things that aren't conducive to the way they want to be, look or feel, then we've got to tell them. And guys, the truth does hurt. But I tell you what, in 15 years, from telling somebody the truth, from being honest, from going to a place where you would probably be frightened of going, I've never lost a client. In fact, I've got a thank you for making me aware of my behavior. I've got a thank you for snapping me out of the bullshit that I keep telling myself. And I've got a thank you for helping me become more aware of how I can start to change my life. And it's at that point, then we can maybe start pointing people in a little bit more personal development route, a little bit more of understanding about themselves. You see, guys, remember this. If you're not told the truth, if you're not made aware of your behavior, if you're not made aware of what got you here, most people are doing this subconsciously. They're not actually aware that they're doing it because thoughts, behaviors, patterns, beliefs, values, they determine where we end up. So fat people may have been bullied at 15, and at 35, they're horribly aggressively overweight, and they feel terrible in themselves, and they can't believe that the patterns that they're living on a day-to-day basis are actually the things that have got them there because of something happened when they were 15. And so unless we take time to start looking at somebody and say, part of this could not be your fault, but I tell you what, we can actually start to undo some of this. We can start moving forward. We can start progressing and getting you in a better place. So guys, learn a little bit more about personal development. Take some time to invest in your clients. Listen to them. Build up an idea of the areas that you can help them with and learn that the truth hurts doesn't lose clients. Raising awareness to your clients of their behavior and their patterns doesn't lose clients. It enables you to empower them and help them to change their life for the better. So guys, do not be frightened of the truth. Be empowered by the truth. Because the only way to get results is to break through people and then deliver a pattern and a system that will help them change long term. Guys, a slightly little deeper podcast for you today. I really hope you enjoyed it. As always, please drop me an Instagram message, an Insta story. Let me know what you thought of today, because there's some key areas, key messages in today to help you. And if you've never really been or done anything like this, it really is a value, not just to you, but to your clients. They get to know you more and they get a better chance of changing and living a more fulfilled and happy life. Guys, as always, thank you for all your support. And I'll speak to you soon.